My name is Roy O'Lennon, and I'm the VP of Sales and Marketing for Mobile Center. And in front of you, my goal today is to educate you in the realm of satellite TV, or satellite TV, or the old on the go. You know, maybe in the marketing, maybe on the trigger. We'll also get into the internet. And it's my goal to teach you how to sell things very wonderfully on a sales path. And this is what I tell them. I tell them sales path for this moment, we do not sell. We do not sell in this company. We provide information, fertilize, and send customers who request the information to make an intelligent decision live. We provide someone else's product, that's the product that you need. And so what I'm going to attempt to do today in a short hour and a half period of time is to impart to you all the knowledge that I possibly can, and I'm going to represent that as a meeting in this hand. Now, my ultimate goal is to make you intelligent. That's over here. Okay? I can give you this, but I can't give you this. The only way you can get that is if you apply some of the knowledge that you gave here today, whether it be a person to the system, whether it be correctly involved in your own system, whether it be telling a friend about this, or maybe you can get excited to the council the next one we have. That's my goal. I'm not a follower of Katie, and the system follows quality is here, and it's a package to be about 560 minutes, so it can make a little bit different. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to take and go over a class that's normally called Satellite 101. And Satellite 101 is this. You need to understand a little bit about satellites themselves, where they are, what their function is, how you can take advantage of them, and how you can take advantage of them when you're mobile. And so the best way for me to start that out, going to a little stand presentation that I have here. And it's basically an introduction to Satellite 101. Let me first tell you that in order to understand satellites, you have to know where they are, what their function is, and how you can take advantage of them. There is a piece of real estate which bans the globe. It's directly above the equator, 22,300 miles, directly above the equator. It's called a park belt. Named after a famous person that's been within our age, and that's Arthur C. Clarke. They named it after them because he determined that if you put an object far enough into space, there's a point in time when you put that object there, it would remain there, and it would never fall back to Earth, and it would not go out into space. Now, some of the people who launched some satellites in the past, they say there was a difference between a little bit more than what we launched, I think it was G4, or G3, they set up on a satellite, not a rock, landed orbit, and low orbit, and then they kick the booster rocket on the satellite so they boost it into the park belt in that orbit. That's the last time they saw. And for all we know, it's still going through the galaxy. We have no idea where it is. But maybe you talk about $100 million, $200 million for a piece of equipment, that's a terrible loss, okay? Now, these satellites are in what they call, there's several different kinds of satellites. There's something called low Earth orbit, that's LEO. There are geosynchronous or geostationary. And those are the ones we'll be talking about today. Geosynchronous or geostationary says, as far as we're concerned, that satellite is placed 22,300 miles directly above the equator, does not move in its relative position to the Earth. So like in your experience, so is it. So if I point my finger at that satellite, which is a sign, and in Poland there for a year, I'm still pointing at that satellite. So it doesn't move. Low Earth orbit, they continually move. GPS uses multitude of satellites, and the multitude of satellites will create the global positioning information that you get off of your GPS. And so they're on the move, and they're always moving, so the satellites are using it for communication, mainly satellite TV as well as internet, or in geosynchronous or geostationary orbit. Who owns that space? It's real estate. Who owns it? The United Nations says, not the United Nations. They said they own it. And so they allocated a block of that perimeter, as it were, around the earth, to various nations that said, if you like, that's for real estate. And if you like, put a satellite up there, and you may do so. If you do not want to put a satellite at that location, you can sell it, yes. Hi, how are you? So I might mention that this is really not a lecture, but the exchange of information. Before I saw a hand up, and I said, it's not like, okay, the quality is for you. Okay. Next time you meet it, you're going to have to come up to the top and buy it for you. So, that real estate. If the United States didn't want their block, they could sell off that real estate. Now, we could also put up satellites into that orbit, and if we don't want those satellites, we want to sell them off. All we have to do is they push them up and down here and move them to various positions. So if they want to go over TV, I'm just picking out of the sky, Taiwan or China or whatever, if they want a satellite to service their particular location, we could sell them the satellite and move it into that position. Now, who's to control it? I have no idea. I'm glad that they do, because they don't normally bump around with each other up there. Very seldom do we lose satellites, but when we do, we're grateful for redundancy. And the nice thing about it is that electronics work in a vacuum very well. And because they're 22,000 square miles directly above the earth, it's more of a vacuum. Okay. There's multiple uses of satellites, whether it be military, whether it be consumer, business, whether it be exchange of data information such as the FBI may have a satellite which they use to transfer data back and forth, highly encrypted. DirecTV. DirecTV who provides a satellite signal for satellite TV, all with several satellites. This network owns several satellites. And through those satellites, they either provide TV and or internet. And we'll get to that in just a moment. So, each one of these satellites are in a orbital location and they're encoded with 5 degrees. For example, you may hear a talk in the industry, we do it all the time. George used to do it, come by our room, we walk in, we talk in symbolism, we talk in abstractness, and we do it every day. So when we say SatNet 5, and what does SatNet 5 mean? Well, it means that it's in a position, that's the name of the satellite, that's in location 116.5 in orbit, in degrees. If we talk about P4R, this is, P4R is at 99 degrees. And so, DirecTV was at 101, and 110, and 119. And when it comes to this network, it goes on. They're hard to keep up with. I think that they're going to buy everything that's up there, and they probably consume the TV market, or the TV market. I think that's enough on satellite. I want to give you enough information so that we can generally talk about satellites and know what you're talking about. Now, I've been in the business since 1979, and I still learn things on a daily basis. You know who I learn from? I learn from people at work, okay? But when we come to trade shows, we listen to what you guys have to say. Now, a lot of you are full of baloney, and there's some of you that actually really good information, and we take a little bit of that information and add to the information that we have. And so the next time we go to a trade show, we look smarter. So the more trade shows we go, the smarter we look because of you. What we're going to do is we're going to zero in on PV systems, and we're going to go from the least expensive right on up to the most expensive, and we're going to dive into every system that's available out there. Now, you have to excuse me, being from Molotec, I will have a tendency to lean a little bit towards Molotec. I will very openly talk about other products and their advantages, but I will do a lot of that outside of products. And I will not do this. And he said, everyone has a position and a place to market. That's why we have Winnebago, we have Marathon, we have Cleveland, we have name it. Because everyone has a different need. And so we're going to start out with a very basic, low-cost system. And what I want to do is I want to give you some pros and cons of each of these systems as we go up in price. So you may stop and say, whoa, that's the system for me, that's a $50 system, that's what I want. I'm going to tell you how to make it work. We can first start out with a tripod. A tripod, if I talk long enough, do I necessarily have to use the microphone?
I do. Okay. I can hear myself, but I don't know how to hear
the tripod. Commonly known in the industry as that. It's a divorce instigator. And I'll tell you what. A tripod works very well. Can you get a better picture than a tripod? No. You get a clearer picture? No. You get better audio? No. You get the same picture that you've all expensive alignment systems have out there today? Don't get any different. But let me tell you some of the pros and cons of a tripod. A tripod is a high quality across the tripod system of being about $129. Now, keep in mind that I'm going to be told I'm not going to be right on. I'm not going to quote you as fast as MSRP. I'm going to quote you just kind of a ballpark pricing. Because you can say, oh, I can buy those on eBay or buy it off. You absolutely can. And if you shop on eBay, you can pick up all kinds of articles. So, the tripod is a manual setup unit. All finding and peaking and connecting is done manually. You must be stationary user system, and installation is done by the user. Now, let me tell you some of the pros. The pro is that it doesn't cost you very much. Another pro is that you can put it in a bag, and it costs a lot of money. Okay, another problem is that you can move the system to get around trees. One thing that I failed to tell you is making 101 and satellites. If you can't see the satellite, generally, it can't see you. Now, I say generally. Where does it can? It's possible for me to set up a live system in the tank and receive satellite signals in the tank. There's time of day which I will not be able to do that, and that's first thing in the morning, about 6 o'clock until about 8 o'clock, until the dew or the moisture burns off the tank. So, there are certain things that the microwave signal will pass through. One of them happens to be canvas, and you can find out a lot of things that it will pass through, but I can tell you two things that it won't, three things that it won't. It won't pass through trees. Contrary to popular belief, I have people come up, I have been in that report, and I got satellite TV yesterday, because there's a rule, and about 3 days, you're going to shoot right through it. Okay, another thing we want to go through is billboards. Another thing we really want to go through is mountains. And I'll put another one in your building. Okay? Those are similar to satellite television detection. The nice thing about being able to do a tripod is that you can move instruments, you can park your RV wherever you want to park, you can say, "Oop, that big tree is chasing me, so I don't want to move anywhere, I'm going to put my dish out here because I know generally it's the satellite is square in size, and I'll position my dish for that particular satellite." So it can be done. One of the problems, alignment, it says that keeping a connection is done annually. Now, I want you to know, ladies, what I'm telling your husbands, they don't know that I'm going to set a secret out. Husbands, when you're out aligning one of these dishes on a tripod, and you are waiting for your wife to give you a signal that you're on the satellite, don't be scared. She lies to you, and while she's sitting there watching and listening to that beep on that satellite receiver, she took it to him, so she has to be terribly grateful. She just tried to keep you out of the house for about 2 hours while you get something done, and you're out there fighting yourself, because I know my wife lies to me, alright? And so I don't do that anymore. So then again, I have to help with the kids, so I don't know what the trade-off is. Okay, so that's one of the things. There are devices that are made that are very inexpensive, probably $25 to $30. I'm guesstimating, all right? It's called a satellite finder. You simply put it in the table, and it has a little meter. When the needle goes up, you're on a satellite. It will not tell you which satellite you're pointing at, but it will tell you that you are on a satellite. So you can do that, get under the house, or under the RV, and check to see if you have a picture. If you have a picture, you can go back outside, and you can skip the divorce thing, you can find out that. So, there are devices that will allow you to aim the dish more accurately. There are people who make a tripod, and I can't give you any names, but I wish I could, but they're on, displayed in one of the displays, but there's a tripod mount that has bubbles on it. And let me tell you, they didn't tell you what the importance of leveling the pole is for finding the satellite. You don't have to have it on a straight pole in order to find the satellite. If you've done it a gazillion times. But if you're doing it for the first few times, you want to make sure the pole is straight up and down. I won't let you break down the detail on that, but there is degrees on the spine of one of those manual rounds that tell you the elevation you can push it to go up to 43 degrees elevation. Now, 43 degrees elevation is based off of being vertical. That pole is lifting 4 degrees. You're not at 30 to 43 degrees, you're at 39 degrees. So, if you have everything proper, you'll be okay. Another disadvantage of it is that the most people that are selling tripods on eBay, you know what they're doing? Tomorrow here, great time. So, okay. But I guess what we're saying is the tripod is an entry level. Is it good? Yes, it's good. Is it an expensive? Yes, it's an expensive. Is it a little try to get crazy? Only for the class to call out the first 50 times you can put it up, and then it's been quarter past the day. Okay. Hand crank. What is a hand crank? Hand crank is usually provided by an OEM, original filter manufacturer. They will put a hand crank on at the factory so that they can register your system that is going out to the satellite TV. Now, some of the pros about a hand crank is they are inexpensive. And by the way, inexpensive is relative. $179 to $300 is pretty expensive to anybody on a fixed income and those that have $100 in the box, okay? salt is adjusted, but we're going to give it more attention to some bulk systems that cost up to $2,500. And so it'll do the same thing that these systems will do. The only thing that they do is they do it automatically. So what I can create is manually set up 5 units. I'll find you the teaching is done manually, and you have to stay in there to do the system in place that is required. So what we're saying here is that with a hand crank, if you have the proper tool, it makes it a lot easier. One of the disadvantages you have is you cannot do the dish in order to aim it. When you're down on the ground, you can look at it and say, oh, yeah, stop it over here. That's generally the place that I need to look for a satellite. And then you want it over here. But if it's up on the roof, you have to identify the indicator on the roof to tell where the dish is pointing. How many of you have hand cranks right now? I have a number that have a hand crank. They have a device, and I believe Weingarten makes the device, and I don't know if anyone else does or not, but the other thing is an inclinometer or a meter that will measure the width of the dish in degrees. If you have a hand crank, I would recommend very highly that you get one of those, because what it will do is it will eliminate a lot of headache in lifting the dish up to the proper elevation. Now, with that at the proper elevation, you can begin to slowly turn the dish from inside and begin to sweep the stock. You have to do it very slowly because you can overrun a satellite signal. If you're a country, you'll understand what I'm talking about when I give you this analogy. If you take your rifle and aim it at the spot on the moon and expect it to fall within a 2 meter area when you pull the trigger, the oil. That's how difficult it is to aim at the satellite. Now, it's a little more leeway. If you're talking at a satellite 22,300 miles away, and you have a very small aperture device that you're pointing at that satellite, and it's not looking at a this much of the sky, it's looking at a very small portion of the sky. The guys who were there for this, remember when we had magnifying glasses when we heard that? That's what that whole satellite dish does. It burns in. Okay, if you put an ant out in front of it on a hot day, you're going to burn it. Now, if you take that magnifying glass and you focus it, then all of the energy is concentrated in a very small area. A parabola, which a dish base is, will actually focus all of the energy that skips it from the satellite, it will focus all of that energy into the very center, right here is what they call an LMB test. You'll hear people talk about LMBS. An LMBS is a low noise blocker amplifier. Low noise blocker speed. All that is simply a device for what? The microwave frequency that hits the dish, converts it into, and detects the noise, and brings the signal in so that it can be used by the receiver inside. Nothing mystical about it other than in the early days, back in 1979, I had one of these devices similar to this that was nowhere near the quality, but I paid $900 just for this device. So we have come down tremendously in price. I think that if you can pick them up at Best Buy and some of those places, it's now about $49 if I'm not that expensive. So the price has come down considerably. One of the things I can say about hand cranks is do not be impatient. Be very patient, move slowly, and you'll be okay. The same with a ground mount. Now we run into the drone system. A semi-automatic magnetized unit. It's finding, teaching, and connecting is done semi-automatically, but the user has to manually stop the dish on the dish to desire satellite. You must be taking care of the user system in place of the necessary. Approximately $500 to $900 range. Now, what is a semi-automatic device? A semi-automatic device is a device that will actually go up and begin to scan the sky and stop on the first satellite it sees. then the symptom remains there. If that's the proper satellite, then you're working done, you're lost TV. If it's not the desired satellite that you're looking for, and there's any other hospital, you may have to switch the fine button or the gold button, whatever they refer to it as, in order to go to the next satellite. You can begin to do that and still be arrived at the satellite that you are subscribed to where your program is located. Now, how does this differ from an automatic, don't automatic device? A don't automatic, which will go into this minute. You simply push the button and it will go to the desired satellite that it's programmed to go to and ignore all of the other satellites. Now, we're going to be talking about the inherent characteristics of domes and open space dishes. A dome dish is nothing more than a flat deck underneath of a bubble. That's all it is. Now that bubble is transparent to microwave. That means microwave signal will come through that dome cover. Hit the reflector, going to the LDS, we got that, remember that? LDS? And then that signal is brought down again through the satellite receiver, which is converted into trees and goes on the TV. There's an inherent problem with those. It does not make any difference who manufactures it. Makes no difference. Doesn't matter what color they are, doesn't matter what shape and size they are, they all have an inherent problem, and that is rain phase. Let's discuss rain phase. There are two types of rain phase. Let me first deal with this. The one type of rain phase that can bother us. For example, it's clear sky here. There's no fog clouds in the sky. Yet we can experience rain phase at this location. How can that be? That means between the upland facility, where that may be, and the satellite going up, there may be enough water, rain, interference that blocks the signal so that it can't make it to the satellite. Because of the high power that they actually drive that with, you very seldom have a rain phase on that end. Rain phase normally exists in the other two areas that I'm going to tell you. One is from the satellite to your earth station or your dish. If you get a real filter washer between those two points, you will lose satellite signal. If on your home system, you've ever been watching TV and a big thunderstorm will come up, and I mean a real thunderstorm, you can lose the signal periodically for a short period of time. Normally lasts just for a short period of time. So that. One type of rain phase. Another type of rain phase is the dome itself. Anything that covers that dome now that will reflect microwave will keep the signal from getting to the dish and back into the LDS. Let's take an example of fog, heavy fog. You might want to watch the TV. You watch heavy duty. Heavy duty. This clings to the dish. You're not going to be watching the TV. A light, real light, 50 drizzles, you're probably not going to be watching the TV. That's a drawback. So that's one of the drawbacks of the dome. Now, most of that manufacturers, both dome and open spaces, we're going to talk mostly about open. Other manufacturers that deal with just one or the other may not be so free to talk about them. But you have to understand, rain phase is real, and if you don't think it's real, ask some of your neighbors that have both. Now, what are the advantages of the dome? 50 mile an hour wind, 75 mile an hour wind, they're probably watching TV. The other dishes that are up in the air, like the tripod, okay, like a hand crank, you're probably not watching TV. So that's one of the big advantages of the dome. A lot of people will say, well, that puts all of the executives underneath and protect you from the environment. I'm saying this, if your car is going to be outside, is it going to be better off being in the garage? I think so. Well, yeah, okay. So, you have to understand, there's some limitations with the dome. you generally, because of the size of the goal, you generally have the lower gain. What does gain mean to you? It means that when you run into a thunderstorm, that this is goal picture, and this is gain, and if gain drops below a particular point, but it drops down to this level that there are here is goal picture. If I start from here, I drop out rather rapidly. If I start from here, I have a long way to drop. Are you with me? Okay, that's important to know. The matter is this. Underneath the dome is generally a smaller dish than the regular, something referred to as papa. They're smaller in size. That means they have less pain. Rather, the papa will start up here, the dome will start somewhere around here. And so, if gain is a paramount to you, and you'd like to have as much gain as you possibly can, when it comes to this, it's bigger than the center. There is no doubt about it. Bigger than the center. Accuracy also comes into play. The more accurate this person, the better off you are. Which leads me to a point, and that is, I left about 9 or 10 back, and I got carried away on another tangent, and I'll try to keep my story straight. A parabola is a device that when a source of energy is pumped into it, that it will reduce access to a pinch point. I have actually seen coax cables with longitude 213 that's as big as your little finger. I've actually seen that at the center of both larger 10-foot C-band conditions. I've actually seen it burn right into it. It will get so hot out there that you cannot put your hand in front of it, or you will get it burned. You can put a piece of water, a dry piece of paper in front of it, and actually ignite it. Because these are at solar collection poles. If you were to take a satellite dish and point the surface of it, point towards the sun, you have a solar cooker. That's all there is to it. So the solar cooker, unfortunately, has a sweet spot of about like that, about the size of a phone. On a big 10-foot dish, and it's slightly smaller on some of the smaller dishes. That's all the thing that the sweet spot is, but that's where all the energy is concentrated. Okay.
I know you're going to be.
Is that a question?
Yes, a question.
Are those small fish, that's the rest of all of it? Is it comes into that thing touchdown noise that's really
I will be reading questions for those who can't hear tonight.
Are those all fixed? Is there ever a problem with getting out of line when they're sitting, or are these all fixed or solid? That's not a problem.
The question is the distance of that LNG to the dish space fixed so that there's not a problem? Generally, that's the case. If you're trying to fall over and hit on the LNG's arm and bend it, you have a problem. It will not work properly because the sweet spot of that dish is sometimes out of time. It's focusing over here and it should be focusing here.
It's just going out to the person.
It's just this person. Now, can you, if the person is back, let me go to this just before I get to that. It's all on you. You can step on one of these 18-inch dishes and pin it out of shape. And there's a technique which you can correct that. If you lay it down on a flat surface, just like a bowl, and if all edges touch, more than likely the surface is going to be okay. If it pushes like you can in a tin cup or whatever, you can push it so that if you look at it from the side, you see either this leading edge or that leading edge, that tells you that it's out of the ground. And now it's not in the parabola shape that it needs to be. And when that happens, your gain goes right to it. Just right and should be absolutely to zero. Yes, right in the very back. Okay. The question is the product that was that's marketed, and I can't remember the call, it was spray. It's spray and it's got butane, propane, and methane. And what those ingredients do, I don't know. But because I have listened to the sales pitch, and when I say sales pitch, don't get me wrong. What it does is it changes the molecular structure of it does something to the surface tension in the water that attaches to the dome. Now, I can tell you that it's not 100% foolproof, and I can tell you that people are waiting to do it. And this is my opinion, and there are people who have their opinion. Ron Pitbull with a good application on the goal of keeping it clean will be just as much good as that particular product. I'm not saying that product is fast or good. What I'm saying is it does work. I have seen the results of it in a comparison with the trip, and it does allow the water to roll off quickly, more quickly. Now, there's another product on the marketplace right now, wax. Mm-hmm. And you say to yourself, that's good stuff, isn't it? Well, nah, here's why. It regulates the coconut and allows the bubbles or the actual droplets of water to get bigger before it rolls off. Now, if it's going for a split second, it's still a split second. But what it does is it allows it to gather more water before it actually begins to roll off. So, it's very difficult to eliminate rain fade. I think rain fade will always be with us. We can reduce it with some of these products, such as the Kingo maybe, right? But I can't remember what the name of it is. I think it's like $35 for a little can. What I think, give it a try, and you may find that the results are very good.
Is it gone? Are you saying wash it and rinse it? Or wash
yes.
it? Or just rub it on a needle?
What I'm talking about is oxygen and wash it and rinse it. And clean it over. A dirty gold is on your friend. Why? What is it like? Warming. Okay? More moisture is like the worst of the future. Work for many days will be, right?
Well, I'm open to it. Not a question, it's related to
this. The question is, the rain phase on an open edge is not like a problem dramatic on a dome. That's exactly right. Think about this. The rain on an open phase disc actually follows the curvature of the disc. So it is, in effect, following the parabola and being part of the reflection surface. That's probably the best way to explain it. Ice and not even the surface is a problem. Ice and snow. You'll see some pieces that will be covered with, in the wintertime, they'll be covered with sand. That is good stuff back in the old days, okay? Or Teflon tray. The tray covers the edges, and what it'll do is it'll keep the ice and snow from actually flooding down to a particular area and building up. If you get an uneven surface, that's when you run into a problem. Okay, let's try to move on. Open phase automatic. There are a variety of manufacturers that manufacture open phase automatic. There are all kinds of customers, all kinds of keeping and connecting and stuff automatically. Most two-phase air user system and installation is required. Now, can you do it yourself? My philosophy is this. In order to install your own system, you need to know two things, and that's all. Water runs downhill and goes into every hole you put on the roof of your coach. Okay? So, why? Do not allow your system to attempt this by itself. There are products out there that will make the installation very easy. There's a product called Dynacore, and I'm not, by the way, when I mention brand names, just excuse me, understand that what I'm referring to is a type of product, not necessarily a new product. Dynacore is a good material that maybe some others can use better than that. But Dynacore is it's not a cold self-leveling, but it's a sealer that as you beat it out, it will relax somewhat. You can get it in two different types. One will relax out by 6 to 4 inches, and the other will relax out of 8 inches. But it remains pliable, and it's very good for sealing. So, if you want to handle this, drill it. Just get up there and take a little drill and drill down through there, and hopefully it doesn't go through the headliner. And hopefully it comes out the back of the cabinet exactly where you want it. There's a reason why you can find out a professional installer in there. And the reason for that is they've done a lot of them. They know the trick. The trick to actually getting into your coach without penetrating the roof. You come down to the refrigerator again. In other words, he'll follow if you see somebody in trouble out of the parking lot. You see a lot of trouble in trouble here. And is there a reason for that?
Good work.
It's very well worked. And there's a fight by a lot of the OEM manufacturers, and that's fine. And those are good. And when it comes to the emotion, they work better in emotion than pop the brain phase. I won't, in way of the brain phase, what it stands on here, what it stands to the game. All right? So. Retail fire. Somewhere around the 1395 brain control. And I may be off a little bit from manufacturer, but this is a general idea. Emotion. What is emotion? It's all fine finding the unit. All finding and teaching and connecting is done automatically. You can be stationary or moving when using a system. Inflation is required. Can you install it yourself? And argue. There are eight screws that hold this to the roof of your coach, and a single coax comes down into your coach. Now, most systems are two wires now, factory on satellite. What does that, what do they mean? It means that they have provided a single RPM coax somewhere up underneath the skin of the roof, and it says, just here, for coax. The first one that I ever did that to, I cut the hole. I didn't want to do it, but I cut the hole, and then I had to cut a larger hole. Then I had to get a wire in there, and I began hooking, and I didn't know which cable I was hooking at. Finally, I went to the cable, it was only off that far. So sometimes they lie, and so a lot of people call us and say, look, rest of me, save the time, and cutting the small hole and trying to pick that up through there. Let me just, because I'm a trained professional, let me drop it in and they carry a chart in case there's any problem. And if you can do that, you just got a hold of the table. Now, there are several types of emotion systems, but there are a couple of emotion systems that use a single RP6 coax. Now, what's most spectacular about that is this. It has to run power, that single coax has to run power to the LMEA. It has to run power to the elevation motor to run to raise the hitch and lower the hitch. It has to run power to turn the hitch. And so it's doing all these features, but it's doing everything through the coax, and it's also sending a signal back out to the coax.
What's the name of that coax?
RP6. RC6 is a standard which is used in the industry and is pretty well used throughout wiring at home anymore. You may come there to see RC59 simply because of the frequencies that are being used. Okay, there are two products that we're going to be specifically looking at here in the next two slides, and one of them has to deal directly with this network. This network has a unique feature, and that is that their programming is split between two different satellites. Now, what you subscribe to will be on two different satellites, maybe not. But if you have, they have movie channels on this satellite, they have movie channels on this satellite, they have some, you can see what I'm saying? So, unless you have access to multiple satellites, then you have a little bit of a difficulty. If you have a single LMB, you can only look at one, when I say a single, I mean only one LMB, you can only look at one satellite at a time. So that means that my point at one satellite 119 and one at my coffee in, degrees, 119 and I want to go to satellite 110, I have to move over. I can go up and I can push the button and the hit will go boom. Now I can do that programming. Now I go back. I want to do the programming back on the other side. I have to walk, push the button, move it back over. There are some systems that will do moving automatically between satellite and satellite, so you still have to wait for the hitch to move back and forth. Most of them come with a unique design. It's called the MD-500. What the MD-500 does is simply this. It takes the dual band that you see mounted on all of the poles that has two LMBs, What about the molding two satellites in a space to look at and actually align them with the as they are in the arc? Remember these satellites are in an arc like this. They align the kit so that it can see multiple satellites simultaneously. So it does it all automatically. You push the button, it goes up. Instead of on a fixed camera, I have to look at these two satellites, look at those two satellites, and then it switches electronically, internally, from the receiver to switch back and forth to those satellites. Very unique, very interesting. The retail price on that install is about $18.95. We also built the direct TV automatic. Now this is a high-end system that has three elements. Why? Because in order to get high-definition TV, all of the high-definition TV is available for direct TV, there are three different satellites. Now one of those satellites happens to have what I'm going to refer to as a hybrid LNG. It's different than all LNGs, LNGs. An LMDS is standard between this network and direct TV. It doesn't make any difference. One LMD will work on either system. If it says this network on a dish and you're pointing it at a direct TV satellite, it will still receive that signal. But one of those satellites up there is one cam that has some high definition programming can only be achieved by a special LMD. So this direct TV has a three-headed LMD. Now, what the MHDTV does is simply aligns itself on both three satellites, seeking the highest gain possible can simultaneously. And then when you cut the high definition program, it has to be over on 119, rather than going like this. And then back to 110, back to 101. This is simply says 119, 110, 101. And the electronics system the system problem. The LED is not moving electronically, it switches between both three LEDs. Each LED is assigned to a signature cycle.
Thank you for the question.
Yes,
it's
going to
be in motion capability.
The question is the in motion inferior or superior? To one that does not have the ability to move. That's why they had a city in force.
Okay.
And here's the reason. If you do not have the desire or the inclination to listen to or to watch TV while the spouse is driving, the triple ball game on the other we're talking about the serious practice, all right? I remember going into a vacation of the NBA playoffs back, way back when we did not have playing in those playoff games. I mean, we're all good at that, okay? But that's kind of the excitement, okay? We're on vacation for I was driving the van with my family, and I had in most of the playoffs this long day. Good deal. When I came home to the game, I just did that fire. I couldn't drive another mile. And so I pulled over and told my wife to drive and she drove and luckily I didn't stay away from home for the whole game. Okay. So there are some advantages, yes. Come on.
The direct TV can be switched electronically. Why can't this be switched
electronically? Oh, I'm sorry. The question is, why if the direct TV can be switched electronically, why can't the dish network? The dish network is switched electronically when it has the dual head. So the MD500 that has the dual head, I'm thinking to bring that up so that it can make that to be better. So rather than looking at 119 or 110, it looks at both of them simultaneously and electronically views 119 or 110. Thank you. Okay, so, in answer to that question, it depends upon your viewing app. I had a gentleman call me in the early days of in motion. He said, well, if I don't get one of those, we are subject to a divorce. He said, when we travel, and he said, well, I travel at a particular time of the day, and my life's so often come on, and he said, I cannot exist unless I have one of those. I cannot move. if I am moving, and then the application area at that time. If I'm moving, I have to find the left spot, and I have to get the pick up in a hurry because he's got more control. Now, in all fairness, I mean, it's not the same thing. Okay, when a good football game comes along, I mean, but we plan our work, okay? We plan our work. So, what he is, you have to be more consistent. And he also has to be stationary with the moment.
Is there a
difference between the two? Is there a difference in the cost between the two? They're threefold. You're looking at 1995 for the HDTV. That's the high density TV for direct. And you're looking at 1995 for the emulsion. For the emulsion system. So, threefold. So, within a few things. Okay. Moving along. We go into the world of internet. Internet and TV. To date, there are two different manufacturers of two-way internet systems. Okay? They are all fine type units. All kinds of TV is good, and connection is done automatically. You must be stationary to use the system. Installation is necessary. The internet antenna has the capability of attaching to it LMDF to achieve TV, whether it be direct TV or city network. So you can put additional LMDs up there and position them so that they can now look at other satellites. Because while you're on the internet, you can be watching maybe a football game, you can watch if you watch the folks, you can do whatever you want here and still type email letters to your grandkids. It's entirely possible to do that. Because you comment, I have a certain amount of news in a streaming area.
Well, it's a teeny bit.
It's a 0.74 meter. Now, 0.74 meter is 39 inches wide and 24 inches tall. So that's pretty damn small when you think in terms of we used to put 5 foot C-band systems. 5 foot in diameter around the system on top of the coast. So I have to remind these young bucks to be able to follow the promises. Back in the old days, a lot of times, okay, we used to put 5 foot systems on top of the coast. And you want to do this. Because we've been looking at 23 different satellites in that box on the top. There are 23 different satellites, and they all come in here to program them. And you know what? They're all free. And so, take that in the end, we have got three satellite TVs of many years. And then the site kind of went black, and they were called the Black Monday, and they were all in trouble. Yes, much more.
Why is it so much more expensive?
The question is, why is it so much more expensive than a Mercedes? Then, to finish your question, why is it so much more expensive than
the system? So do you make an upgrade? I already have direct voice since I'm at home.
Okay. I understand your question. The expensive is all relative. It's all relative. Okay, there. Yeah, okay. Next thing is RecRight. RecRight is the internet system, and the RecRight is you'll see on home. Now, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, I think for a home system with the year's commitment, somebody thinks me if I'm wrong, it's somewhere around $600. Something like falls in the ballpark. Okay. Why is it $4,595 when you put it on top of your RV? Let me ask you that question again. Okay. Here's how I respond. The $1.5 million that it took to develop that system had to come from somewhere. They didn't come from the taxpayers, it came from private enterprise. I do know the manufacturing costs of that big and unique surprise at the little profit that's being made on the system.
Will it get cheaper? And I think that's the problem with holding. Will it get cheaper? The answer is yes. When? In the near future? I don't know. There are drawings now to make an electric canopy system, and one of the things we have to deal with, and I think the best way to explain this is we have to recognize everything that goes on in the moving platform. These systems could go on anything from an oil rig to a light 10-foot particle trigger, to a petroleum fuel trigger, to on the top of a $1 million motorhome on the top of the camper. They have to be made in such a way that it is it will withstand all of the elements and what that is. Now, when it comes to breakdown of the parts, the thing that is common amongst all of the direct weight systems is this arm right here, and everything up underneath this hood, which no longer is no longer, by the way, and this ground, or this oblong dish. Now, from there on down, what you're seeing is a mounting mechanism that will lift that heavy dish, that will lift it, and then point it, and do all of the telemetry necessary in order to align itself properly with the satellite, always with the throttle, and throttle is simply 20 quarters, but a big speed vector is size 22,000 miles and just directly above the equator. We're putting quarters right directly through the slot of that mini bank. If we slightly turn that, where there's a good chunk, the other analogy I want to do is what does that construction do? If you're in a stadium of 200,000 people, and it goes totally hush quiet, and one person whispers, will you hear? Probably not. If 50 people whisper, will you hear? Probably not that good of an environment. What happens if 1,000 people whisper? You begin to get a little bit more, don't you? Then another 1,000. Pretty soon, all the little whispers take place and can't hear what's going on. Every time a dish is improperly aligned, there is a per chunk that happens. Now, does one person create a problem? No. Do many people collectively create a problem? Yes. And so, rather than our signal getting through at just a real clean rate, it's going to take all this garbage inside here. So that's possibly one of the best ways to explain what the telemetry and cross-polarization is. Also, within the system itself, the control components, such as GPS, compasses, tilt sensors, and all of those things that are required to be monitored by the FCC before the system can be made mobile. So, will we see a decrease in the size of the internet system? The person working on it, the industry is working on it. It's not because of lack of competition. There are two other people out there besides MobileSat making a two-way internet system. One is a company called DCI, and which is under the umbrella of WineGuard, and the other is under the umbrella of Ground Control of Country Based out of South Army. Yes. Okay, the question is a very fair question. Which would you purchase? If I were going to purchase a system, what I'd do is a combined system where I'd get internet and TV simultaneously, or would I put two systems on and have one internet only and the other TV only? I'm not surprised by you. And here's the reason why. There's so many folks and cons to that. You have to raise your dish to the bigger dish. Okay? Would you want to leave it up in a 6-mile-an-hour windstorm? Probably not. But if you have a dome system, you won't have to worry about 6-mile-an-hour wind. But if you have an open-faced dish, you may not have to worry about the open the 6-mile-an-hour wind. But with a wind board such as these barn, the parking lot, I would assume that you have to. That's not because of the damage to the unit itself,
but to possible damage to the roof of your coat. We used to put chemical systems on top of homes. It seems like the first 50 systems I put on, and I get a long time to write that square on my house. And I say, it's a 10-foot vehicle. That's what I want, but I don't want to do that on the ground. So after I was hiding these trucks, I would guarantee the individual this. If that kid can walk through it, I guarantee you that a section of the roof will walk through it. Okay? That's one of the things you can run into when you just get rid of all of that. Well, that's one of the things to consider. You do save yourself a considerable amount of money when you have high evidence to TV. You save yourself about $1,500 because it's about $400 off to put all of that with you on that TV, high evidence to TV, along with internet. But it costs $1,995 to the system all by itself. So that's an individual thing. That's one of the questions that's going to be hard to answer because it's your individual need, want and need. Perhaps you want a single motion as well as a internet. If you want to watch TV going down the road, if you have your internet is combined with TV, you can't do that. So there's an advantage of having a few different systems. Other than that, it's kind of like personal preference. One question over there, the only thing that's for you.
I have a question about that. I see these satellite systems on the internet run cyclones. Are those legal or? Because they say you have to have an installer.
Very good question. The question is this. Are the cyclones when you came to the internet, are they legal? In the critical case, of the FCC and you is this. If they get a two-way internet system loose more than twice in a six-month period, it will be considered mobile and must be identified as such. Now, in order to be identified as mobile, it has to be installed by a certified installer each time that it's set up. Now, let me give you an example. There's factual rules and regulations. Let me give you an example. Out here, there's a road that's 50 mile an hour speed limit. Okay? Every day, 2 years, I drive that road, and I drive 90 miles an hour. And I get away. Okay? One day, the police officer has to be there. He's afraid of that. This is the intent. My defense is, I have been doing this for 2 years, and now all of a sudden, you decide that you're going to take me, and enter it. You go before the judge, you go to the judge the last two, you go to the two persons. What was the speed limit, and how fast were you going? Okay. So, I want this now. Officially, that's the statement that the FCC is doing. And if it is on the ground, it has to be 6 feet above the ground, so it was a ditch, and it has to be rolled off so that pigs can't play around it. So that there is some radiation that has to be put on all kinds of things. Okay, well, those all the things they give us, have you or the FCC exercised their right to enforce that? No, they have not. Are they going to? I have not the foggiest idea. I have a this is what I'm asking you. The devil lost the most important. You can't be more than okay? Now, I'm not taking a side of which one's right, which one's wrong. What I'm saying is that there may be a day come when the tripod system can and will be shut off by simply a flick of a switch without any human intervention by you at their lock location, at their control center. Network operation center. They can flip a switch and shut those off. They can shut them off to the point where they never can be turned on again. A person may say, you know, they all care about pop cards for direct TV and dish network and what have you, they'll expect you. We hear about pop cards all the time. We're saying, man, it'll be good until the data shut off. And then everybody's going, they can't do that. Well, guess what? Rules, regulations are in place so they can do that, and it's up to them to do the enforcement. So that's the official stand on it, and I hope that you'll understand where that's coming from. If we were to electrical enforce that, there can be a real problem out there. Right here, that's in, just over here, that's in the back. Okay?
Consider the occupying site. Or no zone.
It's very much so. Between a zone and an open space, that one is not supposed to be on, which is going to create a larger maintenance factor. The zone or the open space or both are in line. I can tell you this, there are some open space systems that have a rust factor built in. And so I would be aware of that. And those that are less exposed to the weather, there could be some repercussions. There are other manufacturers out there, and I won't tell you who they are, that manufacture out of aluminum and stainless steel, and there are absolutely no maintenance that if I ever catch someone, or if he ever catches someone with a dirty dish, that somehow blocks and interferes with this, the size of the dish, I will personally hunt them, that he will personally hunt them down, okay? So, the answer is this. Generally, the open space cases are designed to be outdoors. They're powder coated, or they're aluminum and stainless steel hardware. There are some that are locked that way, and you can normally tell the difference between the two. Go buy a handful of stainless steel screws, and a handful of stainless, regular steel screws. Okay, if you go to the seller, this one's going to cost about twice as much as this one here. Okay, so the answer is this. A zone is no maintenance other than the alert maintenance. They have to be in the zone, remember? And if you don't have to clean the dish space, there's nothing on the open space dish. Let's go forward and just put a lot of leather on top there. Okay, if you want to do that. So the answer is, it's kind of a problem. Okay, right over here.
Do you have a dual system internet and TV?
Yes. So the question is, we have the dual internet and mobile TV. The answer is... Okay.
Does your controller on
that? Okay. Question is, do you have is there a TV as well as internet? And does the control mechanism control both of them simultaneously? You know the nice thing about it is, because of the way the dish used, if you put an LED out this far, and when we align the top polarization, we're lining on the arc, and so when you align one, you align all. So the answer to that is that one controller that controls the internet controls the TV simultaneously. They're all held in the same. Okay, yes, back to the
question.
Okay. The question is, I didn't hear it all of it, but I think it was, let me paraphrase what you said. Is there a smaller dish that can we can receive the internet? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
an automatic drone. Yeah, okay. All right. The question is, you have a zone, or even an open space dish, can you receive internet over that device? The true answer to that question is yes. You can receive internet. The truth is, how can you put the inquiry into the internet to get the information to come on down? Okay, now, once I said that, now you understand the whole problem with the size of the dish. The size of the dish has to do with the transmission power of the push to get from this earth station to the satellite back down to the network operations center, which is this gigantic black hole that I realized was nothing about, but all this information just goes into there, and it goes in there, and that's all this information, and it sends it back down the pipeline. The problem is, the solution is we can't receive that But you cannot inquire through the satellite to get that on a two-way system unless you go through the dish itself. The dish has to be a large dish and a quality provided there at a particular time on a true two-way system with 0.74 meter dish, and that's one of the direct way to have it. Now, it's possible there used to be a manufacturer that has an OE system that has internet capability, and they put it on mobile. And I believe that company no longer manufactures them, and somebody might correct me if I'm wrong, but they no longer manufacture for the marine industry. What they did was this. They inquired through a cell phone or a satellite phone. Now you have to understand, cell phone is going to cost you so many tens of minutes. A satellite phone is going to cost you like 75 to 80 cents a minute, 50 then, let's go on a $1,500 a month plan, and then it could be 600 minutes cost. You know, you just got to get. So the answer to that question is yes, they would inquire through the telephone, through the landline, through the box, to turn around and send that information back down into our dish. And they both find a number of systems, how long it works, I'm not really sure. I do not believe they're available today. And so, if a person wants to get internet right now, two-way internet, high speed, then you're going to have to go to a larger dish. Now, there are options that there are, and I'll go into that and just now a little bit of that right now. There are no more hands around putting out hotspots. Wi-Fi. I was very sad to see when I tried to hire and get on somebody's website as their internet. I couldn't get on last year because there was a hotspot close enough for me to get on last year. I don't know why I was hard about that idea. But if I go out to most of the coast last year, I can tell you there are so many unsecure websites or satellites or internet systems out there. But I could walk out there and get on and surf the web easy. And so, if you're looking and you want to control how you get on the internet, you can go to a website that offers either cable or Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is excellent, but not all can't run on Wi-Fi. Okay?
Why do you have Wi-Fi here?
Okay, because it's secure. Okay, there are certain access codes for the line to get on. I didn't see anything here, but I didn't saw a signal fall out.
Except your service. You go in, you get higher than there. You can line up.
Okay.
That's
scary. The internet system is so neat, guys.
Come on.
You see that? That's what you need to do more light work.
Get into your laptop and walk around and get on somebody's, you don't have to pay the 45, 95 installation cost. However, if you are in the middle of the desert and broken down, which one works with them, which one customer was, you are going into, Denver, Colorado. He fixed it, he broke down. It was on Sunday afternoon, there wasn't a soul on the road. And he lost his brake. I can't remember what the situation was other than he could not move. So he thought, what am I going to do? How do I get this town? Leave my kids and my wife here? And how do I get this town? And what am I going to do? You know what he did? What did he do? Went into the local town, how he got, I don't know. But he got a guy home and emailed him. The guy just happened to be on a computer and said, I need some brakes, I lost some brakes, can you come on out? The gentleman drove out in 2 hours, he had his brakes fixed and headed on into the desert. Now, that's one of those really unique stories that tells you when you're packing like this right up here, you see on the screen, when you're packing like that, you're packing. That's good stuff. Especially that can be right over here.
How does the
zone deal with conversation? Would anybody want to answer that question?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. I have to do that. Or to get that report earlier, and the time it was on the drone, and trace the signal from getting to the reflector, which then brings the signal into the drone via. Okay, try this on those young bucks, you understand it. Yeah, I'm okay, son. You know, in the drone via here, roll all these walks, easy. And you know, look at you and go, wow. You got a wall of question here, and here number one, because we just left out of here.
We're
going to get it up from feeling. No, I'm getting a TV. I am stable. So if you have a stable channel. Sometimes I talk about my IP and I can't get a thing. So it's a problem. Okay. Yes. Okay, the question is, the direct way, the mobile, the direct way says that in order to track the mobile system, they have to be on the business package, which is $99 a month. It's expensive. Okay, unless it's expensive, we don't get paid at all on the price of the goods, but in order to get the mobile package, the least amount is $99 a month. On the home system, the gentleman left the head of home system, they're normally $59 or $69 a month. So there is a premium in order to do that. Now, those people that pay that premium price, when that immigration medical day comes, when the side of the black on dollar and they can use or like to enforce the rules and regulations they have in place, you can say,
check.
And fuck it, first of all, there is vengeance. Okay. One more question here,
Hunter. How does these know whether to attach to a home or attach to a home?
Okay. Every time your system locks onto the satellite, it does a housekeeping, and basically a communication, and this is the best way to do it. What the satellite system does is it locks on the satellite door. What the director does is locks on the satellite door. Who is I to the satellite? Who are you? And you say, I am 12876D532. Hello. Okay, let's get off. You're going to let you in. So, when you give them a proper number, and your system actually provides that information, it says, I know who you are, because I have your database. And now we're going to do what is called ranging. Ranging is a technique that sends a signal up, and it may use the delay to the time the signal is sent until it can see. And that is called ranging. From there to show where you are. They can tell if you've moved by what?
So it
sends GPS information. It doesn't send GPS information, it sends actually ranging information.
So this
knows
where you are.
This knows where you are now. Let us go through this information. And not everyone knows this, but it's common knowledge. Every time a mobile system gets on or actually access to the first time of the internet from this new location, a little bit of the data just off the thing, just off the thing, goes directly into this great big database. If you want to call me up one day, if you have a system, you say, what? Neither, where do you think I am? And I'll say, neither, hang on just a minute. I can email you an aerial photograph of where you are. In fact, yes, this is short for it. My number is rough. I'm short for it. You had a general call. An aerial clock, you get people to try to put my hold around another nation, okay? I haven't been on for 6 weeks, and, you know, and we pull up the whole record and say, you see that you showed that you were on that day, at that particular time, And then you will also lose 50 miles and you are up against and you're on the internet. And so it's not just a simple nation. You don't see that. Some guy called one day and said, well, what are you? Can you tell me where it is? I said, only if they use the device. But it's not like GPS society. There's an actual training or arranging situation. Okay, forgot where I was going. When we talk about big is not what we've seen on that 1.7 meters. We have one of the booths that's 0.98 meters. It's light commercial. And let me draw this analogy for you and then we'll wrap up. Now let's do this. Guys, you can understand this. More full problem than anyone. That is, I have a job for you, and I want you to build me a road. It's going to be a 20-mile trip, and it's going to be through the mountains, and it's going to be rock terrain. Now, you can do it if you purchase a $200,000 VA Caterpillar. And you're going to say, thanks. So, $200,000, no problem. Okay. So, what I'm saying is that if the dish is too big, the service is too expensive for on this particular product, if it's too expensive, then your application is not perhaps what is going to be wanted. For example, if you put a 500 horsepower people pusher cough on carrier collection, as someone from Maine, he said, that's not a cough on. The two-way internet system is for all people that need to conduct business when they're away from home. If you need to send a large amount of files, large pictures, commercially grade pictures, back and forth, and you're using it like that, then the amount of money you spend is a margin. So $200,000 VA Caterpillar to do the road, that's all. So ladies and gentlemen, it's 5:30. I told you I didn't want time to start online. It's been my pleasure